Hello and welcome to another episode of Mysteriously Jointed. I am your host, Seal Jones, the owner and creator of Mysteriously Jointed. I want to thank you for listening, wherever you are, or whoever you're with, and whatever you're doing. I hope this podcast brings you hope, ideas, and love to yourself and to everyone else around you. Please like us, follow us, anywhere you consume. I want to talk about today about the being stuck in the middle of creating an idea, throwing everything into it, and sit back and waiting. And then everything sets in. And that's the hard part. So, like, if you buy something, if you put all your money chips into buying a house or you're buying a business or you're creating your own thing and nothing has panned out, the business isn't here yet, you have it, or your business is here and you're not making any money, you start to question yourself as like, did I make the right decision? Did I make the right choice for myself and for my family? Did I make the right choice going to college? But then I got my degree, I'm still here, now I have all this debt. What did I do? How did I get here? Did I not believe the people that are around me when I, you know? Was my supporting cast not good enough? Was I trusting the wrong people? And so I'm right there. I put my chips in. I saw the opportunity. I asked the people around me, which I have a small group. I did everything by the book of what other successful people do. And that for me right there gives me a little hope in a time like this. I had a friend who was going to go in with me. He backed out last minute and just set me off because I have all this debt, which is a different debt than I'm just going to go buy like snacks and popcorn and this and that. And, like, you waste the money. This was investing my money into my business and my life and who I am and trying to make an impact on the world. And so that part, is confusing to me. Because, I trusted someone to come in. And I fronted them money. No one has money and blah, blah, blah. Oh, if you just front me, if you do this, that never works out because they'll never pay you back. If they're asking you for money, they're just a fucking loser. And you got to move the fuck on. And that's one thing I know I learned from this. And, I'm not giving anyone any help. And I can't anymore. It just sucks because it always just backfires. I've kicked out two people who I really admire. I like them a lot as my friends, but oh well, I don't care if you're the size of a city. Goodbye, Dallas. And that's been a really stepping stone for me to say goodbye to people who I've liked and cared for, but now I have to just say goodbye because they are too taxing financially and just you drain everything from me and I don't want to be around people like that. And so now I'm in the midst of it, right? I'm chilling. I haven't had my business. My business is now not coming out till June. And so I'm just what the heck? Did I make the right decision? Did I trust my friends? Did I trust my cousin? Did I trust my support staff in making the right decision? And it's still the right decision just because I'm stuck and I'm fixed with all this debt now. And I'm just backwards. But this was a belief in yourself. And I have to go back to that. And so it's a belief in me and I'm investing in myself. I'm not investing in anything else. I don't really like to invest in stocks and bonds. I don't like to invest in a house or something like that. It doesn't really interest me. My growth and my potential and me as a human being is more important than just staying stagnant my whole life, waking up every day, going to job, going to work, going home, going to bed, going to job, go to work, go to home, go to bed. It doesn't work for me. I've tried it. I go insane because I'm so bored with life and I don't want life to be boring. And this is part of the exciting part is putting your chips in. And I'm learning of that. I'm learning the fact that this is the sucky time. And it's just money. And I'll make plenty of more money. I'll get out of it. Even if all the businesses don't open up and all the businesses fail. I don't like whatever, I get scammed, whatever. I will make more money and I'll be fine. It's hard to tell yourself that because you looked and see how much you wanted it. And then you looked and see like how far you've come. And then what do you mean I got to start over at whatever age? 45. And that means I've already got to start all over again because everyone screwed me over. Oh, well, I'll start over. I'll be by myself. But at some point you're going to make it. At some point you're going to be successful. It'll be the right timing, the right people, and it'll hit. And it might not even hit when you think it's going to hit. Oh, boom, here you go. Here's so-and-so sold, bought one of your art pieces. Great. You're out like, you know, walking the dog and frolicking the leaves. And like, bam, I just sold a $3,000 piece and then another $4,000. You never know when it's going to hit. It just hits. So you can beat yourself up all you want. You're waiting. You invested. It takes time for the investment to kick in. And so don't jump to conclusion whether or not it's been the right choice or the right decision. You know it was the right decision. You went with it. You're not like someone who just sits by and just wonders what if and just miserable that life. Most people don't want that life. To sit by and like have nothing, not knowing what the highs and lows are. Just straight line, like you're dead. There's no like up and down heartbeat. There's just straight line, dead. It's awful. But some people like that, and it's comforting to them. That's their own life. That's their own style. That's what they want to do. I can't do that. So at the end of this, at the end of this long week of everything, I'm finally on concrete, have it down that I'm going to have things coming out in June. And it's awful because I have to go back and tell everyone when it's coming out. And I have to cancel all these plans I had, all these meetings, these appointments. And I feel bad for everyone. So if you're listening to this and I've talked to you about it and about, you know, working with me and blah, 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 like it's going to have to wait another couple months. And that's life. I know some people in this life have it very easy, and like if they do something, they can do it and they have the support, but I don't. And I have to rely on other people to help me produce things. And sometimes it hits and sometimes it don't. 99% of my time, it ain't going to hit for me. That's what it is. But I appreciate everyone sticking by my side, seeing the future, understanding the situation that we're in, and then moving forward. And that's what you might be having to do to someone in the situation like me. Gather your stuff together. Wait. Just keep grinding on whatever you do and find another way to like keep yourself busy until it hits. And then you hit, it's like, wow, that wasn't that bad. But right now, it's that bad. So one thing I want to thank all the people that have been supporting me this week. It's been an awful week for myself and for me emotionally. If I'm still talking to you, cool. If I'm not, like I had to say goodbye for a reason because I was getting drained from everyone. And sometimes when you're that much of a connector to people, they're like, oh, what did I do wrong? It's like, nothing. I just need time alone because I'm not good with people. At sometimes you have to realize when you're on and when you're off and when you need to heal and when you need to have self-care. And right now I need self-care. So I want to thank everyone for listening. I deeply appreciate it. And as I leave you, as I always leave you, please love yourself and the environment a little more each day so we can continue to make the world a safer place. Thank you very much and have a good night.